Fatima, where heaven and earth have met. Since the day our Blessed Mother visited her cousin Elizabeth, she has never stopped visiting her people and care for them in time of need, reminding them of the gospel of her Son. This happened in Guadalupe, Mexico, and then in Lourdes, France. Let us now hear what was the purpose and message of her visitation in Fatima on every 13th of the month from May to October in 1917. Here now is the director of Radio Maria Canada, Father George Amaro.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to this 59 episode in about Fatima. And the last time we were speaking about the personality of Francisco. That is an instinctive person. And today we are going to do like a small biography of this boy, nine years old boy, and how his personality led him to leave Fatima in his own way, like Jacinta and Lucia. Personality led them to have their contribute to Fatima in their own way. So we have three Fatimas, like we have three synoptical gospels, and each one of them gives a different image of Jesus. And so the same thing we have here in Fatima, a very complete apparition of Our Lady, very different from the others, and very complete because it appeared to three, not just to one, like Lourdes and Guadalupe. And then each three of them has a different personality, so it means that they live Fatima in a different way. Jesus is our role model. But then it depends on your personality, you become a different saint. Usually I compare Francis of Assisi with Francis Xavier, and they are different. They are different. They lived Jesus in a different way. Jesus was for both the role model, and yet they absorb certain things of Jesus and not others. Jesus is the full humanity, and we are just a bit of humanity. Jesus is the 100% of humanity, and we are whatever percent, but not full percent, not 100%, so we don't imitate fully Jesus. So we have a Francis of Xavier that imitates probably the impulsivity, the activity of Jesus, the wanting more, the go further. And then we have the humility of Jesus imitated by St. Francis. So it's a different altogether. So let us go then to this other Francis, Francisco Marto. Francisco the Jesus Marto. So his name is Francis of Jesus. Marto is his father's name, family name. So he belongs to Jesus, and he always belonged, and indeed he belonged to Jesus all his life. And he has it already in his name, and he was true to his name as he belonged to Jesus right from the beginning. He was born on the 11th of June, 1908, in Aljustrel, which is a little further away from Fatima, 3 kilometers away from the village of Fatima. So we have three places here in Fatima, and the three of them you have to visit when you go there: Cova d'Eiria is the place of the apparition, but Aljustrel is the place where these kids lived. There is the house of Francisco and Jacinta, and then there is the house of Lucia, and they both live in Aljustrel. Now, in this place, you go there by just naturally, if you follow the path, the footpath that the kids use to come from Aljustrel to Cova d'Eiria to the place of the visitation of our Blessed Mother. This is now, that footpath is a Via Crucis, is a beautiful Via Crucis that you can do right from Cova d'Eiria, and you go all the way to the place where the angel appeared twice. The third time he appeared by the well of Lucia, and the place where they lived. So you go, if you do this Via Cruz on foot, you cannot go by car. It's a nice view. If you do it on foot, then you'll get to the place where they were born and they lived. But Fatima is still in another direction. The village of Fatima, where the church and the houses are, the parish of Fatima is a little bit further away, around 3 kilometers from the place where they lived. And so he was born of 1908. So that means he was 9 years of age at the time of the apparitions. Lucia was 1 year more, 10, and Jacinta was only 7 when all things happened. So he was the youngest son of Manuel Pedro Marto and his wife Olimpia de Jesus dos Santos. That means dos Santos. Is dos Santos is this Olimpia is the brother, the sister of the father of Lucia. That's why they are cousins. So he was the brother of Jacinta, who, like her, did not exhibit the rustic characteristics of their cousin Lucia. Lucia was not very much endowed physically and beauty. She was not beautiful. Although in inner beauty she was very beautiful, more than the other two. But Francisco and Jacinta, physically they were very beautiful. He was handsome and sturdy boy, a sturdy boy with an oval face, with high cheekbones and a full lower lip like his sister's. And like her, however, he was gentle and a pacifist, but not one with peace. No, he was not a peace of mind. He was not an inactive person. He's not that sort of being peaceful. On the contrary, he was very energetic, strong, purposeful, and robust. So he was indeed an instinctive person. Typical of most children of that age, Francisco liked to play. However, unlike his sister, he was not a poor loser. You know, some people, they never want to lose, and they get angry when they lose. So, but Francisco was not angry when he would lose, to the point that he almost seemed that he did not want to win at games at all. In fact, when somebody broke the rules of the game or stubbornly denied him his personal rights, he yielded without resisting by simply saying, "Do you think it was you who won? That's right, I don't care then, you won." See, he's the person There are two types of persons, that the ones that argue to the point of losing the person with who they argue. To lose sometimes a friendship, you argue with a friend and you want to win the argument and you lose the person. Francisco was the other way around. He would rather lose the argument and losing things and losing his rights rather than losing the person. Because one thing Francisco wants to do at all cost, is conflict. He wants to avoid conflicts at all costs. And by avoiding conflict, sometimes you lose. You lose your rights, you lose a game so that the other doesn't get upset. So, and whenever someone took advantage of his calm nature to rob him of something, he would say, "Let him keep it, I do not mind." His calm temperament used to exasperate his cousin Lucia. He was so calm, that Lucia, who was an activist, she couldn't cope with that calmness. She could order him to do anything and he would do it without questioning at once. And that bothered her because she was not like that, of course. He was not at all a coward. However, he could go out at night alone and to any dark place. He was an adventurous and he feared nothing, without any fear. And he used to play with lizards and snakes, you know, when he was playing by himself. You know, he could play by himself, he could play with other kids, but he also could play with himself. With snakes and lizards, he got them, he rolled the snakes in a stick or in his staff, the stuff that he always used as a shepherd, and made them drink out of the holes in the rocks. If you go to Fatima, you'll find that many rocks have holes because of the rain. The rainfall makes holes in these rocks because these rocks are very soft. So he used to put in these holes sheep's milk that he had poured in these rocks, and he would make these lizards and other animals, little animals, to drink that milk. He was passionate about music, which he played on a reed pipe during the quiet hours. And of course, many times he would play to Jacinta and Lucia, and since they loved to dance, Francisco did not love to dance, but he loved music and playing. But so he would play music, and the other two would dance, and many times would ask him to play the flute so that they could dance. Especially Jacinta, she loved to dance. Jacinta was very fond of nature too, but Jacinta was more on the seeing side. Francisco was more on the perceiving side, on being in touch with nature, being in touch in absorbing nature, or let yourself being absorbed by nature. That is Francisco, because he's contemplative. Instead, Jacinta was more looking at nature, looking at flowers, and admired the beauty of nature. So they were two different things, two different ways to relate to nature. Morally, he was irreproachable. One morning, Mrs. Olympia, the mother, tells him, "Look, your godmother Teresa has gone to town. Now you could take the sheep to her pastures." And Francisco straight away answered, "I won't do that. I will not do that." And since he stood against his mother's will, his mother slapped him on the face, and he still stood. He still stood. And then he turned on to unto me, that is the mother's account, he turned unto me and said in a very serious voice, "So it is my mother who is teaching me to steal." So he tells his mother, "So I should learn how to steal from my own mother." So that was a moral lesson that he gives to his mother. We'll see later that even Jacinta gives a moral lesson to the mother, because both Francisco and Jacinta, they are irreproachable. They have a very good moral conduct. They would not steal, they would not lie. They would not lie. They were never caught in a lie by the people that lived during their time. So let us make a small pause and continue after. Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and we were telling about Francisco being irreproachable, like his sister too. And within the Enneagram, these nine types of personalities, which divides the instinctive in another three types, and the cerebral in another three types, and the emotional in another three types. So we'll, and of course, I'm not going to explain, I explained the basic personalities, but I'm not going to explain the whole theory of the Enneagram. So this is just for those that somehow are familiar with the Enneagram. There are three types of instinctive people. And of course, Francisco is one type and not the other two. And they are very different. So the numbers of personalities that have the instinctive feature is the 8, the 9, and the 1. So so in the Enneagram, as I said, there are 9 types of personality, 3 for each of the personality centers mentioned. So the we'll see the which ones are the emotional ones when we speak about Jacinta. Just now the numbers for Francisco is 8, 8, 9, 1. Within this instinctive center, Francisco is not definitely, is not an 8, whose compulsion is to be strong. So all the three, they have a compulsion, which is something that feel like doing. What is a compulsion? Something from within your personality that it's like a vice, something that you, even if you don't feel like doing, you do it. Something that comes naturally from your nature. So the compulsion, you already told you about the emotion, the basic emotion for the instinctive people is anger. But they all live anger in a different way. Like the 8 expresses anger openly. The 1 does not express it, represses it. Represses it because the 1 is a perfectionist. His compulsion, now he feels like being perfect. He feels the call of being perfect, and he tries even and these are the sometimes the perfectionist people, because he tries very hard to be perfect. And since the instinct is there, so sometimes they repress themselves a lot in order to be perfect. And of one of the emotions they repress is their own emotion, that is the emotion of the instinctive people, which is anger. So the 8 expresses it openly, no matter what. The one just represses it. But the 9, and that's Francisco, he denies it. You know, he looks like he's not angry anymore. It looks like he's not aware of being angry. Francisco is not aware of being angry himself. So that's the number 9s. They are peaceful people and peacemakers too. So the compulsion, in as far as compulsion, this thing that from within that you feel like doing all the time, for the number 8 is to be strong. For the number 1 is to be perfect. And for the number 9, the compulsion, what he does all the time is to avoid conflict. What he does all the time at any cost, the number 9 avoids conflicts. So that's why he is what he is, a very peaceful person, because he always avoids conflicts. And those can be very good peacemakers. They can go inside the conflict and see the point of one and the point of the other, and making peace, make amendments between two people that are one against the other. So then the 9s in the Enneagram, they tend to forget themselves by accommodating to the agendas of others. And Francisco was always accommodating to the agenda of Lucia, and accommodating to the agenda of Jacinta. Jacinta would also command him. That's why Jacinta had another brother, but she didn't like him. because he was not peaceful as Francisco. She liked Francisco because she could command him at any time or for anything, and he would do it. So the same as Lucia. The Nines are excellent peacemakers. They are obedient, as Francisco was. They have learned to minimize conflicts. But of course, you see, obedient, but if it goes against their morals, they won't obey. You see, Francisco was not going to obey his mother when his mother was suggesting him to rob the pastures of his godmother. So he also noted that this in Francisco, in order to avoid conflict, is capable of depriving himself of something dear to him, as in an episode about a handkerchief. On an occasion, Francisco was given a lovely handkerchief on which was stamped the image of Our Lady of Nazareth. Our Lady of Nazareth is a legend that a knight was almost falling over a cliff into the Atlantic, and he invoked Our Blessed Mother, and the Blessed Mother stopped the horse that was already jumping to the emptiness towards the Atlantic Ocean. And that's called Our Lady of Nazareth. It is the patron saint of that place, Nazareth, that is not far away from Fatima. Nazareth is very close to Fatima, and all those that go to Fatima visit Nazareth because it's by the ocean. And Fatima itself is not far from the ocean. And as a matter of fact, it was submerged a million years ago, and you can find old things that petrified that belong to the ocean, oysters and other things petrified in going around in Fatima. So he had this handkerchief, and he prized it, and he always talked about this handkerchief. He would have it always with him. And then one day he kind of lost it, and he was very stressful. He was always, where did I leave my handkerchief? Looking for his handkerchief all the time, because he liked it so much. And when he heard that there was a boy that had his handkerchief, and that boy said that it was his. And Francisco knew it was not, it was his own. But let him have it, he said. What does a handkerchief matter to me? Nothing. Let him have it. You see, to avoid conflicts, he even forgets about his own rights. So the Nines seek tranquility, peace and harmony, internal and external. Francisco lives detached from everything and everyone. That's a perfect person, detached from everything and from everyone. A little in the stratosphere, there are very few things that truly matter to him, who is silent, impartial to people and things, and self-absorbed contemplative. And you can even see that from his little face. Look about the apparitions, what he said. I love seeing the angel, and I love still more seeing Our Lady. But what I loved the most of all was to see Our Lord in that light from Our Lady, which penetrated our hearts. I love God so much. So you see, he puts things in perspective. First, he loved the angel, but then he loved Our Blessed Mother much more. And then over Our Blessed Mother, he loved seeing the Lord in the light that Our Blessed Mother was irradiating. And they have the vision, all the three have the vision of Jesus. And that vision was the one that he loved the most. I love God so much, he would exclaim. But he is very sad because of so many sins. So he spots that Jesus is very sad. We must never commit even the smallest sin, he says. In a little while, Jesus will come for me to take me to heaven with him, and then I will always be looking at him and consoling him. Oh, how wonderful, he would say. See, he wanted to die. He knew that from Our Lady that he would be the first to die and not far away, the dead. And so, and he wanted to go. He wanted to go because then he would console Jesus. But all his life was a consolation to Jesus. He meant to console Jesus. You know, cum solis means being with. You can comfort a person only after being with, by sharing, by crying with those who cry, by coming down to the level of the person that is depressed or sad or in a big anxiety. So Francisco knew that, and Francisco, all he did in his short life was to console Jesus. Once he spotted Jesus in that apparition, that he was sad, then all his life, all the rest of his life, the 2 years, he died in 1919, all the rest of his life was to console Jesus that was sad. We were burning in that light that is God, and we were not scorched, see? They were all the three kids, they were within. They experienced like the transfiguration for the three apostles, Peter, John, and James. They experienced that transfiguration somehow. They were involved in that light of Our Lady, and that was a big light, and we were not scorched. We were burning in that light, you see? They were kind of candles burning in that light, but we were not scorched. Francisco would spend hours in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament, which he called the hidden Jesus. Penance and prayer summarized the message of Fatima. Both Francisco and Jacinta did penance and prayer, but Francisco was more inclined to prayer, while Jacinta more inclined to penance. While Jacinta is in her penance was busy saving sinners, all Francisco wanted to do in his prayer was to console Jesus. So just like Jesus did with the apostle, Francisco would, from time to time, without anyone realizing it, leave the company of his sister and cousin and hide behind a wall or go to a desert place, and there he would pray alone. When Lucia and Jacinta would find him, they would ask, why are you here alone? You say, I like to be alone. Why? But what are you doing? I'm praying. Well, why don't you pray with us? Yeah, I can pray with you, but I like to pray alone too. Already after the apparitions, Lucia recalls that on their way to school, sometimes in reaching Fatima, he would say to her, listen, you go to school, and I'll stay here in the church, close to the hidden Jesus. It's not worthy of me learning to read and to write, as I'll be going to heaven very soon. On your way home, come here and call me. So he would let the others go to school, and he wouldn't go to school since his life is going to be very short, and he would rather spend it in front of the Blessed Sacrament, the hidden Jesus. This expression is coined by him. He was the one who, the hidden Jesus, Jesus hiding in the Blessed Sacrament. That's a very interesting for a child's perspective. After the apparition, he lives of the two siblings changed drastically, the lives of the two siblings. Jacinta never missed an opportunity to offer all the sacrifices to God for the conversion of sinners. Francisco, on the other hand, never missed an occasion to isolate himself from his sister and cousin and other children, spent long hours alone praying the rosary, consoling Jesus. He was known as the rosary prayerful, and he was known by when he died and he was buried in the common grave with other kids because of that mnemonic. It was a virus like COVID-19, the Spanish flu, and he died of it, and he was buried in a common grave, and it was difficult to find his bones, but finally they found them because the hand was the hands, the bones of the hand. There was a rosary that his father had given him, and by that rosary was known in life and in death. So deep was Francisco's relationship with the hidden Jesus that he no longer thought or wanted anything else. One day he was asked, after the apparitions, of course, after the apparitions, he lived 2 years still, and he was asked, what do you want to be in your life? You want to be a carpenter, a soldier, a doctor, or even a priest? And he answered, no to all of them. I would rather, I like to die instead and go to heaven. That was what he wanted to do. He knew that his life was going to be short, so he was not hoping to be any of these things. He wanted to die and go to heaven. When Francisco and Jacinta were very sick already, confined to their own rooms, oftentimes Lucia was one carrying the message from Jacinta to Francisco and back. And Jacinta, they all knew that Francisco would go first. So Jacinta was telling him, look, when you go to heaven, don't forget to pray for Lucia and myself, because we remain here for a while. Remember to pray for us. And, his answer was interesting. You see, when I go to heaven and see Jesus face to face, upon seeing our Lord, he would be so engrossed and absorbed by the vision of him that everything will be completely erased from his mind. So he was afraid that he would forget. Once he saw our Lord, everything would be erased from his mind. This is a true contemplative person. So that was his bother, that he would probably forget about what Jacinta has asked him, because he would be so much absorbed by the seeing of Jesus. And to heaven he went the 4th of April 1999. 1919. And when his godmother Teresa, they all thought that he would survive this Spanish flu because he was robust. And this godmother Teresa made a promise that she would offer to Our Lady the weight of Francisco in flour, so around 40 kilos or 30 and something kilos. He would offer it in flower to Our Blessed Mother if he survived. Francisco responded with an angelic smile. Francisco responded to her with an angelic smile. Our Lady will not grant you this grace. To any word of hope of improvement, he answered, it is useless. Our Lady wants me with her in heaven. He would not say it in a sense of a tragic resignation, but joyfully smiling and in good spirits. He indeed wanted to go to heaven.
You have been listening to Fatima, Where Heaven and Earth Have Met, with Father George Amaro. Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that this program is an encouragement to you. Please join us here on Radio Maria Canada, where Father George Amaro will continue his teaching about Our Blessed Mother and the significance of Fatima.